law, that's all.
Real Raw Radio, only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, from the Auto Glass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Mike Calta, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Time for us to give some stuff away, a little Sporkle action. What are you wearing today? Just a blue shirt? What? You know your mic works.
Yeah, my mic wasn't on. That's what I was trying to tell you. He just turned it on.
How dare you?
Don't put me in between the two.
Literally holding up the...
I know. Like, you're throwing up La Quinta signs again? What's the name of that guy?
La Quinta?
No. Latin Kings.
No, I know. The other one.
Al Rukin. I wouldn't joke about him.
The Lamb Gukins. No, I'm not joking about him.
That you just did there.
Listen to me. I am not afraid of anything. My name is Anthony Policami. Yeah. I'll fight all of you in the parking lot.
I'm a tiny, tiny man afraid of everything.
That's right. Leave the big guy alone.
Yeah, I'm done.
You look like you're wearing like you're supposed to go do nurse duties when you get out of here.
No.
Those look like scrubs.
Blue looks good on me, I thought.
It does. Oh. It does.
Well, sorry.
Brings out your beautiful eyes.
It's just a shirt. See, it has like little cute sleeves on it.
Yeah, but when you wear the sweatshirt over it, it looks like...
Well, it's freezing.
I know. I'm wearing a sweatshirt today, too.
Really?
Oh, listen, you're the whole reason why it's this cold in here.
Yes. But I need to be comfortable. We need to be awake.
I hate you.
I have no sleeves on today, so I have to wear a sweatshirt.
Hot. You don't want to show your guns.
I don't want to intimidate you. I don't want to hashtag me too just because I was walking around here in a sleeveless shirt.
The sun's not out yet.
I know.
Sun's out, guns out.
That's right.
Sun down, sweatshirt on.
Or your buns. Sun's out, buns out. Either way.
Either way, we're good. Time to give some stuff away with a little Sporkle. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, Sporkle!
Galvin. What line will you be playing for today?
I will win again today for line 5.
Good morning. Who is this?
Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Galvin's playing it for you. Please hold. Spanish.
Line 3, please.
What if it's Teddy in the van? Will you play for him? The answer's no.
Yeah.
Hi, who is this?
Dean.
Dean. Spanish is playing for you. Hi, who is this?
Dave.
I'm playing for you, Dave. Please hold on. Did Galvin really win yesterday? I don't remember that.
Yeah, everybody remembers.
And then he sprayed the can.
Yep.
It was extra spray. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you.
There you go. What was the category?
3-letter movies.
I must have just lost that one. Okay.
Yeah.
You did.
It was a close one. It came down to the wire.
Joe, how you doing?
Very well, thank
Camera's
you.
Okay now?
What's that?
Camera's okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Listen,
great.
I took the advice of all the people on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I refuse to use the Bone app to listen because everybody's complaining. It's terrible. But if you go to the BoneOnline.com and click on Bone TV, watch it. No problems.
That's exactly
why I watch it all afternoon. Yeah.
But you watch it when Joey Flash.
He's better?
No, I'm just saying, just to let Mike know, I know you're giving Joey credit because Joey does a fantastic job with our show.
I'm not saying the quality of the show is good. I'm saying the broadcast went off without a hitch. That doesn't have anything to do with Joe.
Right.
You just wanted to say that the other Joe is better than this show.
No, I was just saying that you watching Drew means you were watching other Joe's broadcast.
Right.
Right.
So why did you feel the need to bring that up now while Joe's here?
Because I want to let you know you're complimenting the wrong Joe.
I'm not complimenting either Joe. I'm complimenting the stream. There's neither one of these nincompoops have anything to do with the stream. Yeah.
Right.
The technical.
The Carmen says right.
You almost got him. You almost got him.
She's got him. She's lost me, though. I can't even argue with you anymore. Yeah. You're right, Carmen. My bad.
The only thing that would be different. Well, it's harder to frame up the cameras now because there's no video window. It's kind of like driving a Ferrari with no windshield. So you look good when you get there.
Right. But,
you know,
maybe.
You know
or you'll die in the process.
Don't kill us.
Exactly. Yeah. I won't. You know, but I'm working on it.
Okay. All right, Carmen. What are we playing today? After you insulted Joe.
I didn't.
Right to his face.
You did. You didn't know you were watching. Can you...
Oh, man.
Can you?
Someone has lost their mind today.
No. Listen. Can you pick the films based on these fan theories? I'll give you the fan theories. A lot of them have characters' names, so this is the only clue you're going to get.
All right, cool.
Hell yeah.
All right, first... This first one, this has an asterisk. Andy's parents are divorcing.
Toy Story.
Spanish.
They're divorcing?
Yeah.
This is a fan theory. They're divorcing. That's why you never see the dad, and he is obsessed with his toys.
Okay.
That's the fan theory.
Okay, I got it. All right.
Got it? This also has an asterisk. Anna and Elsa, parents...
Frozen.
Spanish. They didn't die, and they had a son that was Tarzan. Fan theory.
Oh, my God, because they went off on this ship. That would be great.
Yeah, so...
I like that one.
Anton is the angel of death sent by an angry Old Testament god...
Angel Heart.
...to wreak vengeance upon the drug trade.
Max Payne?
Anton is the angel of death. No country for old men. Bella is actually part werewolf. This is why the vampires...
Twilight.
Yes.
Why the vampires what?
Why the vampires can't read her mind and why she's able to have a baby by Edward.
Because
she has the...
Babies by Edward.
Crossing the streams causing...
Ghostbusters.
Yes. You want the rest of it? Or?
Yeah. These are theories.
Okay. So, causing the protagonist to die with the city celebrations being posthumous.
Okay? What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Really?
The fact that I said it
you
correctly.
Did say it right, yeah.
Like, give me that.
You did say it correctly.
Okay, yeah. Like, don't take this away from me, please.
You have no curiosity as to even try to...
Posthumous. Post. Old.
Okay.
Kind of, you getting there. Mm. All right, go ahead. We'll get back to it.
Posthumous.
Elephant sound.
Yeah, that's what I think of it. In the original, Dr. Allen frightens a snotty kid who makes fun of a raptor. That kid is Owen Mike, who trains the raptors 20 years later.
Oh.
That's a cool fan theory.
Chris Pratt, yes. In the song Summer Nights, Danny sings, yes.
She's already dead.
Yes.
Heard that
and the car flying away at the end is her funeral.
Yep.
Jar Jar is the true...
Star Wars.
I need the... You can just give me the episode.
Episode one.
No.
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. Elvin, yes. Episode three. This has an asterisk next to it. I'm not going to give you the name right away. Blank is actually a god, which is why Pride Rock becomes a wasteland after his death.
Pocahontas.
And why he can appear to Simba in the sky.
Lion King.
Galvin. Mufasa was actually a god. Spanish, we're halfway there.
The score right now, Galvin and I are tied in last with two. Michael is leading by two with a total of four.
Yes. Not only is Deckard a replicant, he is...
Blade Runner.
Yes. He is actually implanted with the memories of Detective Gaff after the latter was crippled.
Mm.
I've never seen that movie.
It's a good movie.
Terrence disappears into the cornfield in Iowa with the baseball
players. Children of the corn. Ah, damn it.
The baseball players.
Field of Dreams.
Damn it.
Yes, Mike. Not just because he's invited, but because he is a ghost. He's been a ghost the whole time.
Oh, my God. Sixth Sense.
Spoiler alert.
The cuddly woodland guardian is not the lovable critter you thought he was. He's actually the god of death.
Kung Fu Panda.
And both girls in the film are dead. The cuddly woodland guardian. My neighbor Totoro.
What in the world is that?
I don't know.
Who has ever even heard of that movie?
I have not.
I don't know. The movie is a metaphor about a girl dealing with puberty. The whole time, everything keeps changing around her like her body does. The movie is a metaphor. Puberty. Labyrinth?
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth. See that. This has an asterisk next to it. The title character isn't real. He was imagined by his father as a way to come to terms with the loss of his wife and their hundreds of unborn children who were eaten. Asterisk.
Up.
Finding Nemo.
Yes. Oh. Mike. The top isn't actually Cobb's totem. It's his wedding ring. In his dreams, he wears it, but not when he is awake. And in the final scene, the
Lord
ring
of the Rings
is gone. The top isn't actually Cobb's totem. It's his wedding ring.
Inception.
Inception. Yes, Mike. There are no supernatural phenomena. The movie actually revolves around a plot for the filmmaker to kill Heather.
Scream.
The Blair Witch Project. And we're on the last three.
I wish they would have killed Heather. That would have made that movie so much better.
I wish they would have killed it before the movie was done.
Yeah, score right now, Galvin is in last with two. I am in second with three. Michael's crushing it right now with a total of seven.
All right. Things popping out of stomachs while men
Alien.
Screaming, yes. In pain, is it merely about a creature attack, but symbolizes a nightmarish male version of pregnancy?
True.
That, yeah.
Him and Nightmare came out wiener, though.
Oh, no. That's even worse.
Nah, take it out of my belly.
Oh, God, no. That's what they came up for. This is a movie created by characters within the Tarantino movie
Reservoir Dogs.
Verse. Meaning the bride is being played.
Kill Bill.
Yes. And the last one. When Jake mates with Natari and they connect to the home tree.
Avatar.
Yes. Mother Goddess brainwashes him into betraying the humans.
Oh, that's good too.
And then.
What, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I have the extra one.
Yeah, let's just try it. It's for fun, for fun's sake.
Okay. Zion is really
Matrix
is really another layer of the simulation designed to allow rebellious humans to satisfy their destructive urges outside the simulation's main layer.
Yeah.
My Neighbor Totoro is an acclaimed animated tale by Hayao Miyazaki. It follows a schoolgirl and her younger sister as they settle into an old country house. And their father.
Anybody in it that we've ever heard of.
Mother. No, it's like a Japanese cartoon.
Wow. I saw Princess Mononoke, which was a Japanese cartoon. That was pretty good.
Is it the day that the Pope kissed you?
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Galvin, what do you have coming up in news?
Coming up in news, a bit too honest. Maybe next time just take an Uber and yoga pants. Versus MRIs.
Oh, man.
What?
All right, that and a brand new open letter. Galvin does them every Wednesday.
Nope.
We will have the open letter rewind when we come back.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Drew Garabo live every afternoon from 2 to 6 on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Now. Another traffic update.
Brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. There's a wreck. I-4 eastbound near Dr. King. Single car crash out of the roadway. Actually, in the woods off to the side of I-4. Now, the eastbound delays aren't that bad. It's westbound. Everybody looking over to the left-hand side and looking at all that activity. So I-4 westbound hitting the brakes right after 301 all the way past Dr. King. Then jammed again at the downtown interchange. Benjamin Moore Paints is proudly particular, so they test their paints and stains for months, even years, to ensure the color you love lasts. Visit your local Benjamin Moore paint store today. In the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center, I'm Slater.
WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete, and now on 97.1 WSUN HD.